Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the fifth Ali in Parsha's Baloischa, that is Perek Yod, Pasuk Yod Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Vahiba Shana Shenis, Bachodesh Hasheni, Be'esr Mechodesh. It was the second year, the second month, the 20th of the month, Na'aleh Ha'anan Me'al Mishkan Eidos, the cloud was lifted from on top of the Mishkan Eidos. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Aleph. Mechodesh Hasheni, Nimsa Sato Eimer, we see from here that Shneim Asr Chodesh Chasar Asar Yomim Asu B'Chariv, that they spent 12 months minus 10 days by Har Sinai. They encamped there by Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Bloin also had Esrim Be'ir L'Shana Ba, and they traveled the 20th of Iyar, the next year, which is 10 days short of a full year. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Beis. Vayisu B'nei Yisrael Amaseihem Midbar Sinai, and the B'nei Yisrael journeyed to their journeys in Midbar Sinai. Vayishkan Ha'anav in Midbar Paran, and the cloud rested in Midbar Paran. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Beis. L'Maseihem K'mishvat HaMefarsh L'Maseh Deglem Mirishan Mi'achrein. They traveled exactly as we previously described, who's first, who's last. B'Midbar Paran says Rashi, Kivras HaTava, the place called Kivras HaTava, B'Midbar Paran Hay, it was in Midbar Paran. V'sham Chanu Masazeh, and that's where they encamped in this journey. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Gimel, Vayisu Barishana, and they traveled for the first time, Al Pi Hashem Biad Moshe, by way of Hashem, through Moshe. Vayisa Degel Machane Yehuda Barishana L'Tzivaisam, and the Degel Machane Yehuda, again, which is the formation, the encampment of Yehuda, traveled first, L'Tzivaisam, according to their legions, Val Tzivai Nachshim and Aminadav, and the head of the legion, the head of the Shevet, was Nachshim and Aminadav. Val Tzivai Mate B'nei Yisachar Nusana B'Tzuar, and on the head of the legion of the Shevet of Yisachar was Nusana B'Tzuar, and Val Tzivai Mate B'nei Zvulun, that was Eliyav Ben Chaylon. V'hurad HaMishkan, and the Mishkan was taken down. V'nasu B'nei Gershon, B'nei Merari, Naisei HaMishkan, and the carriers of the Mishkan, Gershon and Merari, they travel too. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yod Zayin. V'hurad HaMishkan, Kivin Shenaseh Degel Yehuda. Once the formation of Yehuda traveled, Nechnesu Aron Ubanav Uparkas HaParechas V'chisu Bas Aron. Aron and his sons, they went into the Mishkan. They took off the Parechas. They covered the Aron with it. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, Uba Aron Ubanav Bin Tzoya Machne. Ubnei Gershon Mei Merari Parkin HaMishkan V'tayin Oysa Bagalas. Ubnei Gershon and Merari, they dismantled the Mishkan and they put it onto the wagons. V'Aron Uklei HaKadosh HaMasa Bnei Kahas Oym De Mechusim Nusun Na'al Maitais. And the Aron and all the other vessels that were carried by Kahas, they were standing there covered, placed on the poles, Ad Shenasa Degel Machne Ruvain, until the formation of Ruvain traveled, V'achar Kach, and afterwards the Pasuk says, V'nasa HaKahasim, the family of Kahas traveled. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Ches, V'nasa Degel Machne Ruvain L'Tzivaisam, and then the formation of Machne Ruvain traveled according to their legions, V'al Tzivai El Yitzur Ben Shedeir, and on their legion was El Yitzur Ben Shedeir, V'al Tzivai Mate B'nei Shimon, and the head of the Shevet of Shimon was Shlumiel Ben Tzur Shaddai, and V'al Tzivai Mate B'nei God was El Yosef Ben Deuel, and V'nasa HaKahasim, Naisei HaMikdash, and the family of Kahas, who were the carriers of the Mikdash, they went, and they set up the Mishkan once they arrived at their destination. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chafal, Nosei Mikdash, Nosei Devarim HaMikudashim, they carried the sanctified things of the Mishkan. They came with the Mishkan, they set up the Mishkan. B'nei Gershon, B'nei Merari, Shahu Kaidmin Lohem Masa Shnei Degalim, they were in front of them a full two formations. Ha'imakim with the Mishkan, Kshaya Anun Shaychin, they would set up the Mishkan when the cloud rested. B'simen HaChaniya near B'degel Machan Yehuda, and how would they know when to encamp? That was seen above the formation of Yehuda, the Himchainin, they would encamp, and the family of Kahas, they were still coming with the last two Degalim. So at that time, B'nei Gershon and Merari were able to set up the Mishkan, and then once B'nei Kahas came, they found it already set up. Then they put all the Kalim inside the Mishkan, and this is the understanding of the Pasuk, V'heikimu, Mekimei HaMishkan, those that set up the Mishkan, I say they set it up. Ad terem bayam shel b'nei kahas before the b'nei kahas came. So back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Beis. V'nasa Degel Machane b'nei Ephraim l'tzivaisam, and the Degel Machane Ephraim, they traveled according to their legions. Val tzivai, and at the head of the legion of Degel Machane Ephraim was Elishama ben Amihud, and Val tzivai Mate b'nei Menashe, the head of b'nei Menashe was Gamliel ben Petel Tzur, and Val tzivai Mate b'nei Binyamin, the head of Binyamin was Avidan ben Gidayni. And V'nasa Degel Machane Don ma'asef l'chal machanos l'tzivaisam, and the Degel Machane Don traveled. And what are they called? They're called the ma'asef l'chal machanos, the cleanup or the gatherer of all camps, Valtzavai, and the head of them was Achiyazar ben Amishadai. Let's just continue reading another two psukim before we understand what this means. Ma'asif l'chal machnos, Valtzavai Mate b'nei Asher, and the head of Asher was Pagiel ben Achron, and Valtzavai Mate b'nei Naphtali, Achira ben Enon. So let's go take a look over here. Rashi, Pasuk Chafhei, Ma'asif l'chal machnos, the gatherer of all camps. Talmud Yerushalmi, the Yerushalmi tells us, Lefisha haya shiftei shaldan merubim b'ochlasin, since Shevet Dan, it was the largest of all Shvatim, besides for Yehuda, they traveled last. Anyone that lost anything from all the other Shvatim, Shevet Dan would return it to them. We could read these psukim according to the person that holds Keteva HaMalchin, that they actually traveled in box formation. This could be learned out of the pasuk that says, Kasher Yachnu Ken Yiso, the same way they would encamp, that's the way they traveled. They encamped in a box formation, and that's how they traveled. And some say, they actually traveled like a beam, meaning they traveled in a straight line. And that can be learned out from the pasuk of Min Ma'asif L'chal Machnos, the gatherer of all camps. Shevet Dan traveled last, implying they traveled in a straight line, so Shevet Dan could gather up all of the lost objects. And back to Chumash Pasuk Chav Ches, Elamasa B'nai Yisrael Tzivaisam, this is the journeys of B'nai Yisrael according to their legions, Vayiso, and they traveled. Pasuk Chavtes, Vayir Moshe L'Chayve Ben Ruel HaMidyani Chaisen Moshe. And Moshe told Chayvev, the son of Ruel, the Midyani, the father-in-law of Moshe, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu told his father-in-law, Naisem Anachnu El HaMakam Asher Amar Hashem, we are traveling to the place that Hashem said, Oisei Etan Lechem, it I'm going to give you, talking about Eretz Yisrael, L'Chay Itanu Veitavnu Lach, come with us and we're going to do good for you, Ki Hashem Dibar Tavah Yisrael, because Hashem has spoken good about Klai Yisrael. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chavtes. First of all, why is he called Chayvev? Who Yisrael? This is talking about Yisrael, obviously. Shenemar it says, Mibnei Chayvev Chaisin Moshe, from the sons of Chayvev, the father-in-law of Moshe. So Matam Alemer, why does the pasuk say Vatavina el Ruel Avi and they went to Ruel their father? Malam, this teaches us Shatinek is Karin La'avi Avi and Abba, that children call their grandfather Abba. V'shemus Harba Hayulai, he actually had many names. Yeser Al Shem Shiyiter Parsha Achaz B'Tayr, because there was an extra parsha in the Torah added because of him. It's called Yisrael. And Chayvev Al Shechib V'Zatayr, because he cherished the Torah. So Moshe Benu had said, Noisem Anachnu L'Makam, we are traveling to the place. Miad, right away. Achal Shiyam Anachnas L'Art. The 3 days we're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Shavamasa Zeharisha and Nasu Almanasli Kanas to Eretz Yisrael. This first journey of theirs was supposed to bring them into Eretz Yisrael. El Shachatu Misaynim. It's just that they sinned and they weren't able to go into Eretz Yisrael right away. Why did Moshe Rabbeinu include himself with them? He said we are going into Eretz Yisrael, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Rashi explains Shadayin Loi Nigzar Gzeira Olav. That's because the Gzeira that he wasn't allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael, that wasn't Nigzar yet. It wasn't said yet that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. He thought he was going to go in. So let's go back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed. Vayomer Elav, and he told him, Loi Elich, I'm not going to go. Kim El Artzi Vel Mailati Elich, I'm going to go back to my land and my birthplace. Rashi Pasuk Lamed tells us, El Artzi Vel Mailati, and Bishvil Nechasai, and Bishvil Mishpachti, I'm going to go back for my possessions and for my family. And back to Chumash Pasuk Lamed Aleph, Vayomer and Moshe Rabbeinu said, Al not hazev son, who do not abandon us, Ki Alken Yodata Chanusein Bamidbar, because you know our encampments in the Midbar, Vayisa Lonu Leinaim, and you were for eyes for us. Vahayaki Selichimanu will be when you go with us. Vahaya Toiva, and will be that good that Hashem gives to us, and we're going to give that good to you. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Al not hazayv, ain't not el lashem bakasha. The word na means a plead, a please. Shelo yamru, that people shouldn't say, Lainazgar Yisra Mechiba, Yisra didn't really become a convert because he really loved Hashem and Klai Yisrael. He really thought that a ger is going to have a portion in the land. But now that he sees that gerim do not have a portion in Eretz Yisrael, he nicham halachlai. He just left them and went back to his place. And Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid that people were going to say that, so he entreated that Yisrael stay with Klal Yisrael. It's fitting for you to do this because you know our encampments in the Midbar. You saw all the wonderful nisim and great deeds that Hashem did for us. Skip the next Rashi. Go to Rashi. This is past tense, kitar gumai. Like Targum translates it, and you were for a pair of eyes for us. Another way of understanding this is Lashon Asid in the future. Anything that is mis'alim from us that we don't know about or that we forget about, Tia Meri Nenu, you will be able to enlighten our eyes. Davar Acher, another way of understanding this is Shitei Chaviv Alenu Kagagal Enenu, you are so beloved to us, just like our eyes. Shinemar says in the Pasuk, Vahavtem Esager. And Pasuk Lamed Beis and Rashi tells us, Vahaya Atoy Vahu, and this good that Hashem gives us, we're going to give to you. Now, Matoy Vahetiv Uloi, what goodness did they give to Yisrael? Amru they said, Kshay Yisrael Mechalkin Esarts, when Klai Yisrael was dividing up Eretz Yisrael, Hayudushna Shel Yerichai Tavkof Amma Tavkof Amma. The fertile land of Yerichai was 500 Amas by 500 Amas, Vinichu Milachlek, and they did not give that out as part of the division of Eretz Yisrael. Amru they said, Mishay Bana Beis HaMikdash B'chalkai, whoever has the Beis HaMikdash built in his portion, Hu Yitlanu, he's going to take that 500 Amma by 500 Amma part of land in Yerichai. Ubenkach, Ubenkach, but in the meantime, before the Beis HaMikdash was built, Nisanul of Ne Yerichai, it was given to the sons of Yerichai, Le Yoynadav Ben Rechav, this person named Yoynadav Ben Rechav, Shinemar says, says in the pasuk, "Umnei keni chos and Moshe alu meir tamarim." So this was designated for Yerichai. So this is what Moshe Rabbeinu was referring to when he said, "We're going to give you this goodness." And back to Chumash pasuk Lamed Gimel, "Vayisu mehar Hashem," and they traveled from the mountain of Hashem, derech shleshes yamim, a journey of 3 days. "Va'arayin bras Hashem nesei lefneim," and the Aron of the covenant of Hashem traveled in front of them, derech shleshes yamim, a journey of 3 days, "lasur lahem menucha," to seek out a place where they could rest. "Va'anan Hashem aleim yamim," and the cloud of Hashem was upon them during the day, "benasa min amachna," when they traveled from the camp. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk Lamed Gimel, "derech shleshes yamim, mahalach shleshes yamim hochu b'yam echad." They actually traveled a 3 day distance in 1 day. Shoyakosh baruch hu chavetz achnis l'maritz miyad, because Hashem wanted to bring them into Eretz Yisrael right away. "Va'arayin bras Hashem nesei lefneim derech shleshes yamim zeha aron ayetzi imam l'mochama." This is talking about the aron that went out to war with them. "Ubayishiv luchas menachem," in this aron was the broken pieces of luchas. "Umaktem lefneim derech shleshes yamim," and went in front of them a 3 day journey, "latakin lehem makam chania," in order to set up a place for them to encamp. Pasuk lamedalad and Rashi, "Banan Hashem aleim yaimam shiva ananim ksuv maaseim." It says the word cloud 7 times throughout their journeys. "Arba me'arba ruchas," there was 4 surrounding them on all 4 sides. "Ve'echad lamala," 1 on top of them. "Ve'echad lamata," and 1 below them. "Ve'echad lefneim," and 1 of them traveled in front of them. What did this cloud in front of them do? "Man mechasagavaya," it took something that was very high. If there was a hill or a mountain in front of them, it lowered it. "Umagbias hanamach," and if there was a valley in front of them, it raised it up. "Vaharig nechashim akravim," and it killed the snakes and scorpions. "Min amachne," from the encampment. "Mimkaim chaniyasan," from the place where they were encamped. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up with the 6th aliyah tomorrow. Everyone should have a wonderful day.